Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The eve of the summit in Alaska between the two presidents, Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump, who have met before, but in any event, the surroundings here are profound. It is about the Ukraine war, but it's about the relations between NATO, represented by Donald Trump, and the Russian Federation and its ally in Beijing. I welcome Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution, who has been my guide on the one weapon that Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump have used consistently for as long as the conflict exists, sanctions, especially this very large tool called the secondary sanctions. So I welcome Michael to comment on what he believes Mr. Putin will want, Mr. Zelensky will want, and Mr. Trump will want in the conversation in Alaska. Michael, a good evening to you, presuming they all show up. Presuming that Zelensky has already voiced his desires to Mr. Trump, Mr. Zelensky, we're told, will not be at the table. I want to start with Mr. Putin. What does he want of the sanctions regime that now promises to stranglehold his economy that's been roaring along as a Keynesian militarism? And the IMF is projecting less than 1% growth this year, and perhaps 1% next year. So what does Putin need from this conversation? Good evening to you, Michael.
Good evening to you. The stakes are very high. It is war and peace. It is in the context of nuclear threats that Russia used. It is in the context of nuclear response from the United States when President Trump a few days ago threatened to move or did move some vessels closer to Russia with nuclear weapons. So generally, it's a very tense moment. And the Russian government, facing lots of economic problems, wants to end this situation on its own terms. And its own terms are very simple. It's keep all the territories that, unfortunately for the world, or fortunately for them, they included in their constitution. The important thing is that in 2022, before even they conquered 4 provinces of Ukraine, the complete land there, they included in their constitution, which is very hard to change, those as provinces of Russia. So they unilaterally included in their constitution the change of borders in Europe. Now, there is no way back for them, because this would be not just losing face, but losing commitment, losing power, losing the entire position. So generally, they want at least de facto and possibly de jure for the United States to support what they consider that it is the real situation, that they will not, they cannot abandon those 4 provinces, and they want President Trump to say, okay, that's the price of peace. That's how many wars ended, that one country ceded territories, land to another country, and then there was peace. So generally, that's what the Russians want. After that, they want, of course, the lifting of sanctions, the return of their frozen assets, lots of other things. But generally, at the moment, here is the problem, that the United States and all other Western governments want just to freeze it where the line of hostilities is, without any recognition of those lands. And Russia wants recognition that those are their lands, and they want the Ukrainians to move out of the remaining small parts of those 4 provinces.
The Kyiv desire, what is the minimum they'll accept? And I'm thinking of money. What do they need, Michael?
Oh, This is their problem, but that the summit cannot fix, because their problem is that the oil prices are declining, the natural gas market they lost, and their revenues in the first half of 2025 from natural gas are down by 53%. So they lost half of their natural gas revenues of the previous year. Oil prices are declining, and by various estimates, between 30% and 33% of oil export revenues, they are down. And their oil production may be slightly declining. And now, just in the last 2 days, both the International Energy Agency and the Energy Information Agency of the United States found that the oil glut is in the world, that International Agency predicts that the oil glut is 1.2 million barrels a day, which means that countries that don't need that oil, they will just fill up their storages they were buying for their refineries to have it cheap. And American agency, which is actually usually more conservative, is now saying that the oil glut is 1.5 million barrels per day. This is 1.5% of the total global oil supply. So there is no future for Russia to make revenues from energy exports to finance their war. So the financing of the war, the financing of the budget deficit, which is projected to reach 4% of GDP, and how to finance it. This is their problem. They have a really, really economic constraint, and now the economy is at a standstill. The economy doesn't grow. So they really need some concessions from the West, and the problem is that, of course, the Europeans and the Ukrainians don't want to make any concessions. So a lot of this depends on President Trump and how well he understands this situation that the Russians really are in need.
Michael McFaul, former ambassador to Russia, now a professor and a leader in Stanford University, recommends no deal whatsoever until ceasefire, and no ceasefire until and if, and that has to do with making concessions. However, the weapon that Michael McFaul wants to use is secondary sanctions. What is that, Michael?
Secondary sanctions or secondary tariffs is the tool which is imposed on buyers of Russian products or input products. So you want to impose sanctions on a particular country, you cannot do it directly, but you know it depends on the world market, and so you threaten the countries that are buying goods from that country or supplying goods to that country, that there will be sanctions if they continue to do it. So basically, you want to cut off trade. Trade is the source of critical imports for the military industry and for civilian industries, and trade is a source of export revenues. Unfortunately, so it's a great tool, but unfortunately, it cannot work in the case of Russia. That's the problem, because their major export product is oil, not even natural gas, just oil, crude oil. And if you cut off crude oil from the world market, then the oil prices will go down and you would have a recession in Western countries. However, the threat given by President Trump to India and China is working. Of secondary sanctions and secondary tariffs, it is working because China significantly reduced its purchases from Russia by 8% in the first half of 2025 relative to previous year. India, the state-owned companies are not buying Russian oil now. Only private companies are buying. So about one-third of Russian oil which went to India is now under question. And Russia is desperately looking for markets in the Middle East, that they will have refineries and they will resell, they will buy Russian oil and sell diesel and jet fuel to Europe and other countries. So generally, secondary sanctions is a good tool if used properly, right, and it may not work.
Michael Bernstam, Hoover Institution, on the eve of the summit.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.